listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us.
Help nature along. Bees generally do a great job of pollinating squash, but sometimes they aren't enough. We leave nothing to chance here at Garden Nerd. Each morning, we head out to the garden with a watercolor paintbrush and engage in plant sex. That's right. We hand-pollinate our squash plants to make sure we always have plenty to harvest. It's easy. Just apply pollen from the male flowers to the stamen of the female flowers, and that's it. How do you know which is which? Well, male flowers have a long stem. Female flowers have a swelling of fruit at the base of the flower, and they're short and located close to the vine. Some people simply remove the male flowers, fold back the petals, and smoosh the male and female flower innards together. That works too. So try it. See what happens for you. Oh, and for tomatoes, you don't need a paintbrush. You can just shake the cage to help jostle pollen from male to female parts of the flower. Do this in the early morning in both cases for best results, because squash flowers will close once the sun hits them, so you have a very short window. Go to the website this week only to find more information and a special link on hand pollination. While you're there, I hope you'll sign up for our upcoming composting workshop this Saturday, May 17th. Learn how to turn garden waste into gardener's gold. Happy gardening!
You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at gardenerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.